Utah's new law lowering the legal DUI limit to .05 doesn't take effect for 19 months. That gives lawmakers time to identify and alleviate possible unintended consequences associated with the law. KUER's Nicole Nixon reports.
Utah is the first state in the country to lower the blood alcohol limit to .05, so lawmakers are wading into uncharted territory. The legislature's Transportation Interim Committee is rooting out possible unforeseen problems. On Wednesday, the committee heard expert opinions from a panel of attorneys. One section that went unnoticed during the legislative session is referred to as the not-a-drop provision. It would bar so-called novice drivers from consuming any alcohol before driving. That provision was aimed at minors under 21 years old. But new immigrants and foreign visitors also fall into the novice driver category, says Will Carlson of the Statewide Association of Prosecutors.
It would say that if you're from a foreign country and you get licensed in Utah, you can't have any alcohol at all. And that is an area where prosecutors think it could become constitutionally problematic under equal protection.
Carlson recommended dropping that provision from the law. Defense attorney Rich Morrow told lawmakers that the law could increase DUI arrests, which in turn bogged down the courts.
You're likely to see a number of driver's license appeals to district courts and a more clogged caseload calendar of people appealing their driver's license hearings.
Lawmakers may consider a two-tiered penalty system, which would give someone arrested for a DUI a lesser penalty if they have a blood alcohol level between .05 and .08. Governor Gary Herbert says that's a change he'd consider supporting.
I'm certainly willing to look at it. Before I say yes, I support it, I think that is a possibility that has good potential.
Next month, lawmakers will consider input from representatives of the hospitality and tourism industries about their concerns with the new law. Nicole Nixon, KUER News.